one who listens is always heard. One who listens is always heard. To be a listener is quite a skillful thing to do, because to be a listener means we are attentive to the interests of others. We are attentive to what other people are doing. We're attentive to what other people are saying and thinking. And as we are attentive to this, we are a good listener. Are you a good listener? Am I a good listener? One who listens is always heard. Do I pay attention to what's going on around me? Do I pay attention to the people that are around me? Do I pay attention to the things that are being said around me? Or am I mostly interested only in what I am saying myself, and what I am doing myself, and what I am thinking myself, and what I am living myself? Now, if I'm mostly interested in that, what happens to me? Well, if I'm thinking good thoughts and doing beautiful things, then I will listen to things that are beautiful and good that are being said around me. But if I am not filled with beautiful thoughts and beautiful things, then I will hear the negative things that are going on around me, and I will be unhappy about them. I will be displeased about them. But if I listen to what's going on around me with my open heart, my loving heart, my unconditional heart, if I listen to all the things that are happening in my world out of the very inner depths of myself, then I will begin to realize that all the world is just as wonderful as my thinking is. All the world is just as wonderful as what I expect it to be. And all the world is deserving, certainly, of being heard. And I am the one who's doing the listening. Now, do I really mean this? Do I really mean one who listens is always heard? And that if I have good thoughts in me, if I have good ideas in me, that's the type of thing I will hear everywhere around me? Yes, it is. It is that because we are the creators of our world, we're the creators of our thought, we're the creators of every person in our world, and we are the creators of people who love to listen to us because we love to listen to them. One who listens is always heard. If I listen to the birds singing, if I listen to the animals playing in the field, if I see my dog Rex running around barking at things and saying, "Hi, guys," and he sees the neighbor dogs and he runs up to them and he bounces along like a young spring dog and he's just so full of happiness and he's saying, "Hi, hi, hi, hi," and the other dogs come up to him and sniff him and say, "Hi yourself, it's nice to see you. Who's that guy you're walking with there?" And he says, "Oh, that's my dad. So come on, what are you guys doing? You know, I'm more interested in what you're doing rather than what you're interested in who I am and where I am." But then he is interested in the life. And he listens. And he is heard. He is heard for his playful bark. He is heard for his playful shouting out and saying, "Let's play. Let's have fun together." And when he growls, which he does now and then, someone comes along with an unhappy heart. When he growls, then they all clam up. They all stop. They stop being friendly. They stop being joyful. They stop being happy. But when he bounces like a puppy dog, jumping over to their presence and saying, "Hi, you guys, let's play," they get the message right away. And when he growls, they get the message right away, and they growl back. And then pretty soon you have a growling match. And that's not a very satisfying thing to do at all. But one who listens is always heard. Now, what do you want to listen to? You don't have to listen to everything that's going on around you. You listen to all the things that are harmonious with who you are. You listen to all things that are harmonious with the type of person you are, the type of attitude you have, the type of music you love, the type of talking you love. They're all there, right there for you. Are you truly ready for something like that? Are you truly ready to know who's talking to you, who's sharing with you, who's doing anything at all with you? If you are, then everything you are thinking, everything you could ever want to think, is all yours right now. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your inner awareness to who and what you really are, and begin to realize that one who listens is always heard. Now, what do you want to listen to? What do you want the world to hear from you? Have you made up your mind what it is that you are, that you want the world to hear from you? When you hear the children shouting and arguing, and you go over there and you say, "Hey, would somebody give me a hand with this thing here? Hey, this is, change the subject. Put what you want to hear on the tune and be listening to it and have people sharing that and telling you about that, because that's what you really want. That's the type of thing you really want to hear. That's the type of thing you want to put into motion for yourself and your world, because that is what is really exciting.